You are looking at the Jets 2017 schedule. We're here with the voice of the Jets, Bob Wischusen. Your initial impressions as you've digested this pretty quickly?
Interesting. Front-loaded with a couple of road games, three of the last 4 weeks on the road, so a tough start and a tough finish. The middle of the schedule, though, you've got an 11-week stretch where they're on the road three times, and all short trips. Trip to Ohio, two trips to Florida. So this is not a taxing schedule. Like last year,
right?
Remember when the schedule came
out? Everybody's talking about the first six games.
The first six games. Yep. I mean, this is just a murderer's row. Well, three of their first five games this year against teams that didn't make the playoffs last year. And then they play an 11-week stretch where they've got seven home games and a bye and three games on the road. So who knows what they will still, if anything, be playing for that last month of the season. That's where it gets tough. And you look at, you got to go out west. You got to go to Denver. Got to finish the season against the Patriots. A trip to New Orleans is not easy. So it's hard.
You mentioned the Patriots game in week 17.
Yep.
It's interesting the way the divisional contests lay out in 2017, because the Jets will be done with divisional play.
For the most part.
After that Thursday night game.
Yeah.
On November 2nd.
All the way until the end.
That's right.
Yes. And you can see in the last 6 weeks of the season, they've got two NFC opponents.
Yep.
Now, normally, they try and backload the schedule with divisional games and conference games, knowing that those will carry greater implications because of a division title or tiebreakers, that type of thing. And you've got some of those out-of-conference games played either dead in the middle of the schedule or at the beginning, where you're setting up whatever the consequences might be.
We're used to opening at home at MetLife Stadium. This year, the Jets start with the Bills in week one.
And then a West Coast trip after that.
A West Coast trip early, which if I'm the team, I'm favoring. I'd rather get that out of the way early. And then you come home. Miami is your home opener in week three. So maybe get a split early or something like that on the road and come back home and see where you're at.
And no one is expecting this team to have a big season. I mean, if you look at every over-under for the Jets as you approach the season, no one is thinking the Jets are going to be a playoff team. But if there was a schedule that would give the fans hope that at the start of the season they could make a little bit of noise, pull off maybe one of those road wins to start off the year, and then you get three teams in the next 3 weeks that are beatable,
right,
and maybe you could be above 500 five, 6 weeks into the season, well, any team that's above 500 five or six weeks into the season is in it. So it'll be interesting to see how those first few games play out. That would they then go into week 5, 6, and 7 of the season, where the competition obviously steps up a little bit. You get a 3 week stretch where you're playing the two teams that were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In a 3 week stretch.
Right.
After you get through the first five games. So they have an opportunity with some of the teams they play early on to at least have a chance in September to maybe give the fans some hope that they could have a season.
So 13 1 o'clock games in 2017, 2 4 o'clock games, and the aforementioned Thursday night games. Remember, there are flex games as well.
Yep.
Maybe the Jets can be flexed in some primetime action down the line. But as always, Shoes, we appreciate your instant analysis.